So we're going to start the shiur today. First of all, it is Yom Aleph, Parashas Yisrei, Tav Shin Pei Beis. I'd like to begin today's chabura with just a small story of Hashkacha Pratis about this week's chabura, and that is that how do these booklets come to be every week? So I try to work on them throughout the week, putting them together, and then I send them to a printer, usually on Thursday night or Friday morning. And the printer, being that he's a Shem Shef from Eid, he closes early on Friday. So by the time I can make it there, he's usually closed. So as a courtesy, he does the job, and he leaves it outside the door for me. When I come, it's waiting for me. Anyways, what happened was this week, I was very busy Erev Shabbos, and I figured I'll pick it up a little later, sitting out for me anyways, and then I forgot to pick it up later. I figured, you know, all of a sudden I realized about half an hour before Shabbos. I figured, you know, I'll pick it up Matzah Shabbos. Sitting there anyway, nothing's going to happen. I'll pick it up Matzah Shabbos. Sure enough, I come Matzah Shabbos and it's not there. And what am I going to do? So I try reaching the guy and I'm calling. I'm trying to find the number for him. I don't even have his cell number. I don't have a number to reach him when he's not at work. And I'm trying different ways. I went online to try to Google him and find him. And finally, I found him and I got the number, and his number, his phone is off, but I hear his voice on the voicemail. This must be his number. I call him and call him and call him until I get through to him at 10:30 Matzah Shabbos. And I say, do you think somebody took it? Did they forget to put it out? Maybe it's still in the store. He doesn't know. Anyways, this fellow lives in Muncie. So what am I going to do now? He says, maybe I can find him. Maybe I'll come in and I'll print it to you again Sunday morning. I said, are you serious? You live in Muncie? He said, no. He said, this week, I'm in Bar Park for Shabbos. I came for Shabbos, and I planned on staying over Sunday morning. He hasn't been here. He never comes. His in-laws are older people, and they try to have someone stay with them every Shabbos. But as it was going around the last few weeks, everybody was sick. Kids had the flu. Kids had COVID. They kept on pushing it off. Finally, this Shabbos is the Shabbos. He came for Shabbos to Bar Park for Muncie. And that was the Hashkacha Pratis that he was here. And this type of very kind of him. He came in early this morning, and he reprinted it. Baruch Hashem, we will be benefit, that could be a schus for him as well, this mitzvah that he did.
But the mystery was himself. What happened with the person?
Someone must have taken it. It just literally disappeared. What they did with it is somebody gave me a chabur. I don't know. I could not figure it. I looked around. Maybe the wind blew it off somewhere. It's heavy. When it sits in the bag, it weighs down. It sits in the little box he has outside. And I could not find it. I said, is there someone that comes to clean up over here? No. So that part, at least for now, is a mystery. Maybe we'll have take two next week, Sunday morning. Okay, everybody said, this week, in a sense, is a continuation of last week. We'll try to make it understandable, both to those who were here last week and to those who were not. Last week, we saw that there is a fundamental machlokes between Ashkenazim and Sfaradim. And this is a machlokes Rishonim simply had to learn the Gemara. But one thing, we'll begin with what is agreed upon by everybody, and then how the difference comes about. Everybody is in agreement that if a person is mafsik between putting on his tefillin shel yad and his tefillin shel rosh, a person speaks out, a mistake, he didn't realize he's putting on, someone called him, and he spoke out, that he would have to make an extra bracha, which he would not have made otherwise, on the shel rosh. Now what does that mean? We'll start with us, because we're all familiar with our own minig. Our minig is that on a regular day, you make it on the tefillin shel yad, loniach tefillin, and on the shel rosh, you make al mitzvah tefillin. So what's the extra bracha that you make? So the halacha is, this is the opinion of Rabbi Natan, the Rosh, and the Ramah, that since the bracha of Laniach that you put on the Shoyad is going on the Shol Rosh as well, therefore when you're mafsik, you're missing the bracha of Laniach on the Shol Rosh. You have the Laniach for your Yad, and you're going to make the Al Mitzvahs on the Shol Rosh, but you're missing the Laniach for the Shol Rosh. And therefore, if you're mafsik, you would have to make two brachas on the Shol Rosh. Number one, Laniach. Number two, Al Mitzvahs. Svardim, on a regular day, make only one bracha on tefillin, and that's it. They make a bracha loniach on the shel yad, that covers both, and that's the end. So, if someone is from the Bnei Sfarad, and they are mafsik between the shel yad and the shel rosh, also they're missing their bracha. But since they generally do not make a bracha at all on the shel rosh, what bracha will they make on the shel rosh if they're mafsik? Just the bracha of al mitzvahs, which that really needs an explanation why Chazal made a special bracha for the scenario where a person is mafsik. But the halacha would be, they make lahaniach on the shel yad, if they're mafsik, then they make only al mitzvahs al mitzvahs. But a regular, they don't make al mitzvahs. Now,
what's mafsik?
Mafsik means to speak out. And as a matter of fact, think maybe to discuss this separately. I don't know if there's enough content. The Shulchan Aruch, the Bir Halacha, mentions not only speaking out with words, he mentions licorice buying, which means to wink at somebody. You're trying to say, you know, or you wink, or you knew, or you wave with, I don't know about a hand gesture, but he says even to gesture with your eye, with your face, that also is a good chance that that's a hefsek. So a person should be careful.
Is the first bracha of bakra when you're doing the second one to cover both?
One second. Let's get there in a minute. Excellent. That's part of what we're going to talk about today. So, one second. So first, let's see the very, very famous Gemara, which many are familiar with, which follows what we saw last week. Also, on Mevav Min Aleph, in Masechta Menachos, a very famous Braisa, just two lines in the Gemara. Tana, the Braisa says, Sach Bein Tfila L'Tfila, someone who speaks between one tefillah and the other, meaning between the tefillah shal yad and the tefillah shal reish, aveira hi biyadai v'chayzer aleha me'orcha ha'molchama. So, the Gemara doesn't usually say this expression. When you say somebody made a bracha and he was mafsik, he has to make the bracha again. The Gemara usually doesn't say aveira hi biyadai. It's correct. The truth is that if a person is mafsik, he causes himself to make a bracha again. It's not the proper thing. But here's a very harsh lashon, aveira hi biyadai, and then the Gemara adds something else, v'chayzer aleha me'orcha ha'molchama, which is referring to the... Everyone knows the pasuk in Parsha Shoftim before they went out to war. It says, "Mi ha'ish hayare v'rach halevav, yelech v'yashuv lebeisim." And the Chazal say, "Who's yare? What's he afraid of?" Doesn't mean he's afraid of war. It means he's yare min hachet. He's worried that he didn't aver. Which aver is he afraid of? That he was mafsik between the tefillin shayad and tefillin shayresh. From the big averis that somebody could do, this is it. The guy he spoke at, he can't go out to war. That's the title, unfit to serve. It has a dual meaning, but he can't serve in the military because he has not which Avera? He was Mafsik Tfilin Shayat Tfilin Shoresh. So parenthetically, we'll speak out just a very interesting understanding why that is, why this Avera of all things. So the end of the Pshat is because the Pasuk says, I believe the Rosh himself says this Pshat, the Pasuk says, in Parashas V'zayis HaBracha, V'toraf Zeroya Af Kodkoy. I mentioned this once before, this Pshat. It says by Binyamin, not by Binyamin. I think it's by Shevet Don, it says. V'taraf Zeroya Af Kotkoi. The Rosh says like this. V'taraf is someone when they went to war. This that they were able to tear apart the enemy is Zeroya Af Kotkoi. When you have the Zeroya, the arm, Kotkoi is the head, the mind, Zeroya Af Kotkoi. When you have it together, which means if they want to be Zeicha in the Mulchama, they need Zeroya Af Kotkoi together. So therefore, if someone's Mafsik, they lack the ability to be menatzeh, to win over the enemy. So therefore, not the pshat that this aver is the worst aver, but for some reason there's something about this aver that gives Klal Yisrael, about this mitzvah of tefillin together, shayad shal roish, that gives us the ability to win over in the war. And therefore, if somebody is mafsik, he's not fit. He can be a big tzaddik, he'll do other things, but to serve in the military, to fight a war for Klal Yisrael, that he can't do, because he lacks that special schos of Torah Zorah Afkotu. But the Gemara says over here, they have sown the stuff being tefillah aver yodei. So, the question is as follows. What is wrong with being mafsik? It says, Aveir hi biyodin. Which Aveir is biyodin? What would you say? He put on the Tefillin Shayad, he made a bracha, so he was mafsik, so now he's going to make another bracha on the Shoresh. What is the Aveir over here?
Is it accident or on purpose?
Let's see if it was... So if it was on purpose, it was b'mezid. By accident, it's b'shegid. But either way, what wrongdoing did he do? So you're saying it's a bracha. He caused himself to have to recite an extra bracha, which he wouldn't have said otherwise. Once he has to do it, he has to do it. But he caused himself to say a bracha shein etzricha. So first we'll see Rashi's. Rashi says a big chiddush.
Second or first?
The second lechar. The first one he said anyways. He always said the first one. Does it become a bracha levatol? He said on the shoyad. It works for the shoyad. It's not bracha levatol mamish. It's bracha shein etzricha. Once you have to, it's not levatol because you're mechuyev to say it now. She'en etzricha means it wasn't necessary. You put yourself into a predicament where you had to say it, but really you shouldn't have done that. It's not levatol. But Rashi says a very interesting pshat, which we'll see in a moment. All the Rishonim disagree with this Rashi. Rashi is on the last wide line. Soch the Ramaskal soch bein tefila l'tefila. What does it mean? Soch bein tefila l'tefila v'loy birech al shorosh el samach habracha Rishonim. Rashi says that again, the halacha is if you speak out, you have to make another bracha. This guy went ahead, he interrupted, and he did not make the bracha on the shoresh. So basically, he put on film without a bracha. Which means that what does Rashi hold? That if you would make the bracha, then he's good to go. Then it's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. The whole issue is that he was mafsik and he did not make the second bracha as prescribed by the Chacham to make the second bracha, which is a big chiddush. That's the aver he biyaday, which is mashma that if you, as long as you made the other bracha, there was no problem. Which means the problem is not the fact that he was mafsik. It's not the hefsik that's the problem. The problem is that he didn't follow through and make the extra bracha.
Why any mitzvah do you have to make a bracha? Do the mitzvah, you don't make a bracha.
Again?
You take rule of an esrei.
Yeah.
And you didn't make the bracha. You didn't get the mitzvah?
Sure you have the mitzvah, you don't have the bracha. What? Person puts up film without a bracha also, he's mekayim the mitzvah of filling.
Is it present?
I don't know. Why is it not to make the bracha?
Yeah.
According to Rashi. Well, see, let's see Taisus right away. Taisus is in the middle of the year. You'll see the hand points. Averi hibiyodeh v'choyza Allah me'orchal mochama. He says, but mitoich pirsh hakuntris mashma, the imsach ubirech, if he interrupted, but then he taka made the next bracha. Shari, it's mutter, there's no v'leki yisura. El adar abba. Mitzvah uschar bracha. I don't know what that means. It says he has the mitzvah of tefillin and he gets the schar of making a bracha. I don't know where he sees it exactly in Rashi. Rashi, he says from Rashi is mashma. Not only is it not an avera if you make the second bracha, you get schar. You made a bracha now, which is a big chiddush. You should get schar. The best thing would have been if you would have never interrupted in the first place. He says it's mashma from Rashi that if you're mafsik and you make a second bracha, you even get schar. V'zeh l'shenet, then he quotes Rashi, soch mein tefillah tefillah v'lo birich al shereish al mitzvahs elo somach al bracha rishayna aver hi biyodin. Only if you rely on the first bracha, that's when you have the aver. Okay, but let's turn to the next page. We'll see immediately that the Rishayna strongly disagree with this Rashi. The Beis Yosef quotes the Rashi and the Taisus. The Beis Yosef is an Erechaim in Simach Hafei Sif Tes v'lo yafzik b'neim l'daber Gam Zesham in Menachas Lamed Vav, like we saw, Tana Sach Bein Tfilu Tfilu Aver Biyodah V'Chayz Elam Eircha Mocham Pirish Rashi Sach Bein Tfilu Tfilu Lai Birich Al Sharosh Ela Samach Al Bracha Rishayna. That's the Aver Rishah Biyodah V'Kaswa Taisus Mitech Birusha Mashma the Imsach Ubirech Shari. As long as you would make the Bracha, it's okay. V'Lech Yisrael Adar Abba Mitzvah Schab Bracha V'Ein Kein Das HaPaiskin Ela Shebechol Inyin Osu Ladaber Afilu Chayz Mavar Zok the Beis Yosef. That is incorrect. Even if a person would subsequently make the bracha on the shorosh, avadet aver hibiyodeh, because he should not have been mafsik between the shoyad and the shorosh. Now, if you look on the bottom of it, you see there's an oisvav. So look on the bottom in the dark yemosha oisvav. He asks on Taisus. Va'al divrei ha-taisvis koshli dimakol mokav yehei osir la-hafsik mishum shegorim le-bracha she'inet tzricha v'hu osir k'di'isa hasam. I think he's asking on Taisus, how does he know? He's not asking on Tosfos, he's really asking on Rashi. He's just pointing out, the Darkei is pointing out, what is the issue of being mafsik between the bracha of Shalyad and putting on the Shorosh? He's saying, very nice, you made another bracha. But Lamaisi, you caused the bracha Shedet Tzricha, which, L'chayra, that was the issue at hand over here. And if that's the case, even if you would make the next bracha, you haven't solved that issue. You made a bracha. Okay, so the Chachamim gave an idea, an Eitzah, what to do in order to have bracha on the shorosh. You make a second bracha. But lamaisa, you cause yourself to make an extra bracha, which that, Mecha, like you mentioned, that is the simple pshat of what the iser is to make, to be mafsik between the shayad and the shorosh. Now, let's see the flip side of here. We'll see. It's not so partial that this is the explanation of the reason why not to be mafsik. And we'll see there's a big nafkamina. As a matter of fact, there are three nafkaminas between how you understand what the issue is between what the issue of being mafsik is between the shalyad and the shorosh. Let's see Rabbeinu Nissim, a ran in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, which the Magen Avraham will see in a minute, brings down this ran. It's on Daf Yud Aleph in the Daf Yarif, that I believe is in the old print of the Daf Yarif before the new Gemaris, before the Oizvah Hadar changed in Tzur Sadaf. So it's Yud Aleph Omer Aleph in the old print. The Ramascho Shalu Mikame Resh Masiftim. If you look on the third line over here, the fourth line actually, it's on the right-hand margin on the fourth line, you'll see, Mishum de tfilin, by tfilin he writes, Mishum hachi amrinon. This is why the Gemara says, he's talking about shayfer, but he brings a raya, something from film, which we'll understand something about film from his remarks. Mishum de betfilin, Mishum hachi amrinon, desach bein tfilo letfila averi hi biyodei. Why is it that the Gemara writes that? Mishum, the afal gav, de shtei mitzvah. We mentioned last week that everybody agrees that Tfilin Shalyad and Tfilin Shalrosh are two separate mitzvahs. Kshayat Moise Yadech is one mitzvah, V'hoyul Tatefas B'Nech is a second mitzvah. So what's the issue? Why can't you be mafsik between the two? Kivon Dechsiv B'Tfilin. synthesis. So what would we have said? What did we answer? How did we answer that question? He has a question. Clearly, there are two mitzvahs. One shal yad, one shal reish. So why can't you be mafsik? You're allowed to be mafsik between taking a lulav and sitting in the sukkah. They're two independent mitzvahs. So what's the pshat? Why are you not allowed to be mafsik? Because the Chazal instituted one bracha which goes on both of these mitzvahs. So very nice that it's two mitzvahs, but there's one bracha. And if you're mafsik, you're causing yourself to have to repeat that bracha a second time. So that's the issue, according to what we saw until this point. It was up around a different reason. The af agav d'shtev mitzvah saying, kivon d'chsev b'tfilin shal yad, but he says, since it says b'tfilin shal yad v'shel roish, v'haya la'ois al yadecha ulozi karim b'in einecha, tzarech zechira v'havaya ka'achas, sheyehet toikef t'fila shal roish l'tfila shal yad, k'dei shetehea havaya achas l'shtev. Stop for 1 minute. My understanding of what he's saying is as follows. The pasuk says, "V'ha'ya l'cha la'ois al yadcha." It should be an ois on your arm, ulazikara bein einecha. So it shall be la'ois l'cha yadcha. And then, where did the pasuk say, "And it shall be a zikara"? It didn't say v'ha'ya again. It should have said v'ha'ya l'cha la'ois al yadcha. V'ha'ya l'cha la'zikara bein einecha. It doesn't say that. It says one v'ha'ya, v'ha'ya l'cha la'ois al yadcha. So he says the one v'haya means is binding together these two mitzvahs. V'haya, and they shall be. The shal yad will be lo'is ha'yadcha. The shal rosh will be l'zikar me'enecha. But one v'haya and they shall be. Each one has its individual purpose. The yad is lo'is ha'yadcha. The shal rosh is l'zikar me'enecha. But in one v'haya, havaya achas, he calls it. They have to become at one time. And that's why he says, sheyehei toikef Tfilah Shal Rosh, Tfilah Shal Yad. It has to be immediately bound together, the Tfilah Shal Rosh with the Tfilah Shal Yad. We mentioned this last week. We were struggling. Why is it that it seems that there's one bracha for both? This is why there's one bracha for both. The reason is because it's two mitzvahs, but they're bound together by the fact that the Torah says, V'hoya, and they shall be. The Torah is saying, take these two mitzvahs, lock them in together. And therefore, he says, Lefikach, Chayzer u'mevarech b'chas tefillah shel yad. And that's why if you're mafsik, you have to make the bracha again. You know why? The reason why you make another bracha is because they have to be together. But again, if you're mafsik, what's the issue with being mafsik? The issue is not that you're causing yourself to make another bracha. The issue is you're going against what the Torah wants. The Torah says, make them together. These two mitzvahs have to be fused together. And when you break it up, they're not together anymore. What's the difference? We'll see in a minute. So therefore he says, and then he says an interesting thing. You mentioned this before. You alluded to this already at this point. When you make the bracha on the shorosh, he's making an extra bracha there. Let's say for us, let's talk about Ashkenazim. We usually make lahaniach al shoyad, mitzvahs al shorosh, on the shorosh. If you're mafsik, you would have to make lahaniach again. Zokhtaran, when you'll make that lahaniach again, you should be memashmesh to shoyad. You're going back to the shoyad. Va'oy mevarech bracha shnia al shorosh v'toykif shtei hamitzvah zu b'zu. What you do is you reconnect the two mitzvahs. Meaning you are mafsik, you have to reconnect these two mitzvahs. That's the idea, according to the Ran, of why it's not permitted to be mafsik. And we'll see in nafkamina exactly there's a nafkamina in the halacha how a person should be mesaka if he spoke out. It would come out two different ways of you. Let's see one. Number one, we'll see a nafka mina la halacha, how according to the Ran this halacha would apply, and according to what we saw from Rashi and Tesis, it would not apply. Look in the next page is a Trumas Hadeshen, Simin Kuf Zayin. The Trumas Hadeshen reads as follows. Shiloh, Tfilin, it's in Chilik Bey, Simin Kuf Zayin. Zokta Trumas Hadeshen. Tfilin, B'chol HaMoyed, big shine. Tefillin, chol hamoed. You do wear tefillin, you don't wear tefillin. Says the Trumas Hadeshen, l'smak, according to the smak, who holds, Shekosef, who writes, v'toiv l'haniach b'loy bracha, which is the minig that I believe most of those who wear tefillin on chol hamoed follow the minig that they do not make a bracha. Correct? You make a bracha on tefillin on chol hamoed? No bracha. There are those that do. I believe maybe the Yekis make a bracha even on chol hamoed. But the vast majority, again, of the minority of people who still wear tefillin on chol hamoed, the majority of them do not make a bracha. So this is the opinion of the smak that he's quoting over here, the Trumas Hadeshen. He writes, Oysen Harneag and Cain in Midabrim made Tfilin Tfilin. So maybe you can be Mafsik. Why? What's the whole reason we saw in the beginning why you can't be Mafsik? Because you cause yourself to have to make another bracha. But if you're not making a bracha anyways, it's Chol HaMoed. You don't make any bracha on Tfilin. What's the issue? You can talk out as you put on your Tfilin. No problem, because there's no bracha going on today. Zok, the Trumas Hadesha, no. Near it. The Afilu She'in Mevarchin, Asur Lehen Ledaber, Olasiach Ben Tfilin Letfilin. It's not permitted to speak out in between. The Amrino Masech to Saita, Soch Ben Tfilin Letfilin, Aver Hibiyode, Bechoyzer Allah Merachal Mechama. The Ein HaTam Dafka Mishub De Mevi Atzma Lebracha She'in Letzrichaloi. It's not necessarily because you make bracha, that's not the only reason why, he says. Ella, Veloize Yeshaver, even without the idea of bracha, there's an Avera. Kedemuchach Ba'ashri Perek Basad Rosh Hashanah, which is basically bringing the same idea we saw here in the Ran. B'tshuva Hamaschela Shalom Mikamirish Mesifta, which the Rif quoted, I believe it really comes from a Yerushalmi. V'chein Ba'ashri Behilchas Tfilin, the Hadamaisi Yerushalmi brings. The Mefarish Taima Amai Chayza Olam Me'ocham Achama Ahai Aver Tfei Me'achrini. Ayin Perek Yisi Adam V'shamuchach De Oser Ledaber Afil B'loy Tam De Marbe Bebracha. Even without the reason of being ma'abe b'bracha, there's still an issue. But he doesn't really say what the issue is. We saw in the Ran a moment ago, what's the issue? The issue is, since you have to have havaya achas, you have to connect the two. So if you're disconnecting them, you're not putting on tefillin properly. Nothing to do with the bracha. That actually is the reason why you would have to make another bracha. Because you're disconnecting them. But the issue at hand is not the bracha shein etzricha. The issue is, you're disconnecting these two mitzvahs which are supposed to be fused together. And therefore, if a person is mafsik, even on a day like Chol HaMoed, where you don't make a bracha, there still will be an iser to be mafsik, but there's nothing to do about it. If a person is mafsik, it's not you can rectify by making another, that's it, finished. You have to just, maybe you should talk about mamashosh b'shal yad, and then b'shal roish, to again try to bring them back together. Now, if you look at the Mishnah Berurah on the next page, he brings this, Trumas Hadashen, and two other scenarios as well, where there's an afkamina between the two reasons of Aser Lahafsa. The Mishnah Berurah is over here in Simen Chafei Siftes. The first piece is Sifkatan Chafches, Aser Lahafsa. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Aser Lahafsa. Afilu B'Dibushal Mitzvah. Which that's a discussion for another time. Even to say Amen, or to answer Baruch Hu. A person is not allowed to be mafsik while he's putting on his tefillin. Kegoyin, he gives another example. Kegoyin Lahashiv Shom L'Rabbi. The Chol Kai Gavna, why? Kigoyrim bracha shein etzricha. So at first he brings down the reason is because he's making himself a bracha shein etzricha. He's going to have to make another bracha on the Shorosh. But then says the Mishnah Berurah, Afilim lo oisen hamenichin tefillin b'chol hamoed. He's quoting the Trumas Hadashen over here, believe bracha. Or he has another example. Oy hamenichin tefillin der Rabbeinu Tam. When you put on tefillin der Rabbeinu Tam, anyone here put on Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin? Anyone? No customers for Rabbeinu Tam? Not today. So, even if you put on, everyone knows that when you put on Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin, you don't make a bracha, right? You make a bracha on Rashi's tefillin. It's a hiddur, you want to fulfill the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, so you put that on as well at the end of davening, or after davening. But you don't make another bracha on Rabbeinu Tam. So when you put on Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin, you'll have to be mafsik between the Shayan and Shoresh. So according to the pshat that it's a bracha shein etzricha, you would be permitted to be mafsik. Was up to Mishnah Berurah? No. V'afil lo yisna menichin tefillin de Rashi. Oh yeah, Menichat Tfilin Rabbeinu Tam. Achah Shecholat Tfilin the Rashi. After he puts on, he takes off his Rashi's Tfilin. He puts on the Rabbeinu Tam's Tfilin. A third example. Oy Shecholat Tfilin Al Menas Lahachziru. Halacha is if a person takes off his Tfilin in the middle of davening because he has to step out and he has in mind that he's going to put his Tfilin back on afterwards. When he puts on his Tfilin the second time, he doesn't make a bracha because he was not Mesiach Das from the first time. So again, you have a third example of a time that you're putting on tefillin without a bracha. Zog to Mishnah Berurah, the Harama v'sifri beis pasuk de einzach lachzor l'varech, since you're not Mesiach Das, kishemenichon achakach, afilo hachi, zog to Mishnah Berurah, avera hi l'asiach b'neim, it would still be an avera to speak out in between. De lechatchilo b'inon, sheyiyu smuchin, utchufin, zelozeh. You need they should be bound together. Dechsev, v'hoyo l'cha l'ois al yadcha, achas. You see, he's come out quoting the words of the Ram. That you need one havaya, and they shall be together as one. So if a person is mafsik, he's ruining that havaya achas, and there's no way to, well, maybe you can rectify it, but that's an avera, even if He did not make a bracha, even if it was Chol HaMoed, a bit of Thomas film, he's putting his film back on a second time. You would still have that issue. A person is not allowed to be speak out while he's putting on his film. Let's skip the Benish Chai for now. We'll come back to it afterwards, because really it's a Zayt. Let's see what the Magen Avraham says over here with a fascinating Chiddush from Rabbi Akiva Eger. The Magen Avraham, well, let's first see what the Shulchan Aruch says. The Shulchan Aruch, which is the halacha that we keep on discussing, we'll just see it quoted here in Shulchan Aruch to understand the Magen Avraham properly. The Shulchan Aruch is in Simin Chav Hei Siftes. Aser lahafsik bedibur bein tefila shal yad l'tefila shal resh. Now, so it's aser to be mafsik. Vim hefsik, what should you do? So this is the Mechaber speaking for the Sfaradim. Mevorech al shal resh al mitzvah tefila. Because again, on a regular day, Sfaradim only make the laniach, and that's it. If they're mafsik, then they make a bracha on the shal resh. Says the Rambam, Hagah, uladi dan, according to us, the noyagin levorech shtei brachas. Every day we make two brachas. One on shal yad, one on shal resh. Even if you were never to be mafsik, you would always make two brachas. So what do you do to rectify the hafsik? Tzarech lachzar ulavarech al shorosh laniach v'gam ha-mitzvahs. So when you put on the shorosh, you got to make both. Why? Because what you did by being mafsik was that the bracha of laniach is not going on the shorosh. So now you would have to make laniach again. Besides for the al-mitzvahs, which you would make every day on the shorosh. Now, look on the right-hand margin, the Magen Avraham Sif Katan Pesvav. Look what he writes. Laniach v'gam ha-mitzvahs. And he quotes the Ran over here, which we saw. Kosev Ran, u'memashmesh b'shal yad, u'mechazik ha-keshet. He says, this is getting to your point, Pesach. So he says, now you're making again a bracha of laniach, right? So what should you do when you make the bracha of laniach? Usually the laniach goes on shal yad. But here, you already made a bracha of laniach on the shal yad. But then you spoke out. So now what are you doing? If you're a Ben Ashkenaz, you put on the shal rosh, you make two brachas, he says. But when you make that bracha lohaniach, so which lohaniach is for the shal yad now? The lohaniach that you originally made, or the new lohaniach? What would you say? Which lohaniach is the real bracha on the shal yad? Again, you were mafsik, so you have to make a new bracha on the shal rosh. The bracha on the shal yad, lachayr, was a good bracha already. So, but he's saying, be memashmish in the shal yad. Why? Look what he writes. V'taymi. Mavarech ha-shal rosh teik. V'taymi. Ki von de yesh oimrim. There is an opinion that holds. Every time a person fixes his tefillin, he has to make a bracha laniach again. Okay, put that on the side for a minute. Again, really the Magen Avraham we spoke at last week says that there's a big machlokes rishonim over here. What should a person do every single day on his shorosh? Does he make a al mitzvah on the shorosh or does he not? So, it's a suffix. We've been in Ashkenaz Paskin, you do make a bracha on the shorosh. That's the halacha. But really, the Magen Avraham says it's a suffix. Bishop Brew, we saw, said, doesn't seem to feel it's really such a big suffix. But the Magen Avraham held that it was a suffix. So, which means that if you're mafsik, how many brachas did we say you should make now if you're mafsik? Two brachas. But what did the Mechaber hold? If you were Sfardi, what would you do now? You only make one bracha. So the bracha, the extra bracha laniach you're making now in the shorosh, is a machlokes, the Mechaber in the Ramah. He says, so that bracha is really a suffix. Okay? Bnei Ashkenaz, we filed the Ramah, you have to make again laniach. But he says, let's try to mitigate the possibility of making an extra bracha levatala. So what should we do? There is another opinion who holds that every time you mamashmish, you make again laniach. So let's try to make the laniach the least bracha levatala as possible. So also be mamashmish, like that you have another good reason to make the laniach. Again, there is a possibility that when you make laniach again now on the shorosh, because you're mafsik, that's really an extra bracha. If you were svarad, you wouldn't do that. So let's give yourself another reason to make the bracha laniach. That's why you make the bracha laniach. Is that understood? Is his logic understood? You memashmish the shoyad before you make the extra laniach on the shorosh. Like that, laniach should go on the shoyad. Why? Because maybe you're not obligated to make the laniach on the shorosh. So do something. Of course, on a regular day, we don't paskin like that. We don't paskin every time you memashmish, you make laniach. But there is such an opinion. Let's try to give yourself another reason why to make this bracha laniach, because lamaisa is a suffix if you should make this laniach. So add another reason in.
This connects the habayis more.
Oh, 1 second. So hold off on that for 1 second. So for Eker B'Kiva Eger, we'll see inside in a second. 1 second, doesn't make any sense. Why is he saying you should be mamashmish in the shoyad before you make laniach? Because maybe we hold like the svardim, like the mechaber. That what? That the halach is according to the svardim, that you don't make it gen lahaniach on the shorosh. But 1 second. If you hold like the svardim, and your lahaniach is going to go now on the shal yad, What's the halacha according to Sfaradim? What do they do every day? They make lonech on shoyad, and that's it. So you're not going to be able to make amitus in the shorosh. What are you doing? You're trying to be a, so to speak, an ebuchacham and say, oh, I'm going to figure out a way that for sure make lonech l'chol adeis. I shouldn't be making bracha l'atala. But what do we say? The eitzah is when a person's mafsik, he's going to have to make two brachas in the shorosh. Lonech and amitzvah. So I want to make the lonech very good. Okay. You made the lonech so good that you can't even make amitzvah anymore. If you tried to satisfy the opinion that Lahaniach goes on both, according, you're trying to satisfy even the Mechaber's opinion. That's what he's trying to do. So, but you're not satisfying the Mechaber's opinion, because according to the Mechaber, if you make Lahaniach on the Shalyad, you would pot at everything. It's over. Game over. You don't make a second bracha. Let's see your Bikivegar on the bottom over here. It's on the bottom of Hagresha Bikivegar, Lochain, Yamash, Mish, Mishayad. Koshali, Ha'ena Marviach Klum. Din nachos l'shitas Rashi, which the Mechaber calls the shita of Rashi, the sach mevarich shtayim haynu al mitzvahs l'chod means sach mevarich shtayim means you make one on the shayad, one on the shorosh. Imkein memela b'loy sach. What's the halach if a person does not interrupt on a regular day mevarich? Only one bracha. Sorry, the min. Haynu the inu mevarich al shorosh klal. The only thing you do is you make laniach on the shayad. If you watch a suf svar to put on film, they make laniach, and that's it. That covers both. Imkein. And you're having in mind that it should go on the shoyad as well. You can't make a shorosh on the mitzvah anymore. So up there, look at this. V'ula be'emes, mevarech tchila al shorosh al mitzvahs, v'achakach memashvish b'shoyad u'mevarech lo'aniach. The b'zeh yoyte de idei kulo. The l'rabeinu tam mevarech mikol makom beis brachos. Or Rashi be'emes yotza teke be'birkas al mitzvahs, Ubirchas Laniach Achach Lumishim Mamashvish. The Kriyan says a fantastic chiddush. He says, well, you should do like this. This that we said the whole time, that if a person's mafsik, he should make two brachas, you assume, how do you make the two brachas? Well, the order always goes, Laniach, and then Al Mitzvahs. But the Magaram is saying that you're being Mamashvish, and that's going on the Shoyah. But one second, if you make that, in order to satisfy the Mechaber's opinion, so to Kriyan, maybe the Kavanah of the Ramah is, do it the other way around. If a person is mafsik and he has to make two brachas on the Shoresh, what should he do? First, make Al Mitzvahs tefillin. And that's going on the shorosh. Now, we hold that you need lohaniach again. Okay, now make lohaniach. Oh, but really it's a suffix. Maybe you're not supposed to make lohaniach. Now let's satisfy the other opinion who holds that maybe you're not supposed to make lohaniach and be mamash mish the tefillin. But you're not going to ruin the mitzvahs because you made the mitzvahs first already. Maybe that's the pshat he says. And then you could, then Rav Yehuda has a cheshbon here basically to catch all the different opinions. But we'll see in the Malbim and the Mishnah Berurah, Bukhari is going with the Malbim, gave us a tremendous matana. I don't know why only on about 35 simonim on Shulchan Aruch. The Malbim is known for his pirush, obviously, on Tanakh. But his brilliance is half of a fella, and he wrote a beautiful pirush called Artsai Sachayim. It goes for about the first 35 simonim of Shulchan Aruch Arachayim. And then it stops. I don't know exactly why he only wrote it, what point of his life. There must be some sort of history to this. He only wrote on a small part of Shulchan Aruch. But he comments on the Mechaber, on the Shulchan Aruch over here like this. And Sally, this is what you started to mention. He says, no, no, no. You have it all wrong. The Rav Yehuda, his understanding of the Magen Avraham, the whole thing is a mistake. This is not why you're being, it's true, the Ran says that you should be Mamashvish B'Tfilin if you're Mafsik. But why? This is the Halach, by the way. The Halach is, we'll see the Mishnah in a minute, if a person by accident spoke out, and now he makes two brachas on the Shorosh, he should also be Mamashvish the Shoyah. Now why? Zokt, the Malbim. Look on the facing page over here. It's at the bottom of the first column. It's Ois Nun Vav. Nun Zayin, actually. Looks like a Vav, it's a Zayin. V'yemashmish. Kach Chatzav Haran. U'pirish B'mogen Avram. Why is he doing this? Why is he touching his Shoyad? Shehu Lachosh L'das Rashi. De'ein Tzorech L'varech Shtei Brachos. Really, according to Rashi, you're not supposed to make two brachos on the Shoresh. So, fi daito yisper Haran. Da'idei she'memashmish b'kavono. Neschayiv b'bracha shenis. Through touching the shoyad, that's what obligates you in the lohaniach. So the lohaniach is going to go on the shoyad. Who could ask a shulchan aruch l'kamon that holds that lohaniach is on the is I'm sorry, the shulchan aruch who says that every time you mamashmish, you should make another bracha. Umemelo lididan, according to us, the paskin and karama and the Ashkenaz ain't tzarich l'mashmish. The hasvir lei she'in levarich in mezizim im kaima. The truth is that on a regular day, every time you if your tefillin moves out of place and you put it back in, you don't make a new bracha. Lodaiti, zok the malbim, das haran mevur. Not like the Magen Avraham. K'mo shekasav sham, Maybe das raza, that's the Balamar is Rabbeinu's Rachio Halevi. Shema shesach bein tfilo letfilo. Tzarech levorech hu mishum de beinon havaya achas lishneim. Ulaze also lahafsik bein tfilo shein alashosh. What do we see? What's the reason? We said the second reason why you're not allowed to be mafsik, because you're rooting the havaya achas between tfilo shein alashosh. Zog der Malbim v'lochein tzarech lemashmish b'shel yad ulahazizoy min koymoy. The Zen Nechshav Kemeniach Shal Yad Mechadosh. You don't understand. You're not being Mamashmish Shal Yad because there's an opinion that holds that every time you move it back into place, you make a broch. That's not the idea. The reason is because we said, according to the Trumas Hadesh and the other Rishon, the Ran we saw, what's the issue with being master between the Shayad and Shal Rosh? Not the bracha, you're breaking apart these two mitzvahs which are supposed to be connected together. So, Ebazoi, what did we say? You asked before Pesach, what's going to be with the first laniach? It was cracked off. You just cracked apart the two mitzvahs. So when you're making the bracha now, what you're trying to do is, you're trying to put the two mitzvahs. What are you going to do? I'll make a laniach and I'll make this on the shoresh now. You didn't fix anything. You made a bracha, but you didn't reconnect the pieces. You cracked it in half and he didn't put it back together. Meili says, that's why you're mamashim the shalyad. It's not an issue. You make laniach the shoresh. No, laniach is going on the shoresh. And you don't have an issue of the Das and the Chabad. Laniach is only going on the Shal Rosh. And the original Laniach for the Shal Yad, it still remains for the Shal Yad. What you're trying to do over here is put the two back together. You have a bracha for the Shal Yad, you have a bracha for the Shal Rosh, but they're not connected. So Mamel, you mamash for the Shal Yad, that the bracha should also go on the Shal Yad, meaning not that you need another, you don't really need another bracha for Shal Yad. The first Laniach goes on the Shal Yad. You're just making the bracha go on it in order to reconnect it, it should be Havaya Achas. That's why you should be mamashmish in the Shoyad, and would come at Hakla, like I mentioned before, Nafkamina, that even if a person interrupted on, let's say, Cholamayim, right? So he's not making any new brachas. Still, when he puts on his Shorosh now, when he should put on his Shorosh, but Lachari should be Mamash with Shoyad and then put on his Shorosh. Again, just to reconnect him again. No bracha to be said. A person puts on a Shoyad and he speaks out. So after the words that are spoken out, that cuts off what happened previously. He should now be Mamash b'shoyad, then put on the shorosh, and then he puts it havaya achas. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah, it's come out clear. You have to turn back. Turn back. We saw the Mishnah Berurah before. It's a later piece. Turn back. It's come out clear that this is why. This is his understanding of the Ran as well. It's at the bottom of the page. Sifkat lamed beis lachsar olavarech. The nachain says the Mishnah Berurah she yamashmish oz b'shoyad, which is the Magen Avraham. Lahazizim im kaimoi v'yichad, meaning like move it off the place where it's supposed to be and put it back. V'yichazik hakesher. U'bazeh tachzer birchas laniach gam al hashal yad. V'doyme ki ilu hiniach ato hashal yad v'hashal roish tchufim zel azeh. What do you accomplish by that? That the shal yad and the shal roish should be tchufim zel azeh. I think it's pretty clear from his language that he understands, like the Malam was understanding. The reason why you need to be mamashmish is not because to be yotze shitas machaber to try to satisfy all the opinions. That's not why you're making the extra. That's not why you're being mamashmish. The reason why you're being mamashmish is because the tefillin shoyah and tefillin shorosh always have to be connected together, and therefore you have to be mamashmish again since you interrupted between the two. So that's really the end of the discussion. Now I'll just speak out just an interesting piece here from the Ben Ish Chai. The Ben Ish Chai is written. You don't have to turn any pages. It's facing the Mishabur. It's the Ben Ish Chai. The Ben Ish Chai is a halach. Well, he has a chedek of drush as well. But his halacha sefer was written on the Seder Parshis because it was like sort of, they have like, now you could learn, you have daf yomi and omen yomi mishab, mishabur yomi. So he had halachas supposed to be learned each day of the week, every week of the year. So he made it by parsha. If you always see Ben Ish Chai quoted, it's in this parsha, it's in that parsha, as if it's our chumash. These are halachas, but he just set it up according to the Parshas HaTorah. So it's in Parshas Vayera. I don't know. Maybe there's a reason not be Kabbalah why he put certain mitzvahs in certain. I don't know. Maybe in his Hakdam he explains why. But this is in Parshas Vayera. Ois Zayin. Keep in mind, the Ben Ish Chai is Sfardim. So again, Sfardim, on a regular day, they only say one bracha of Laniach Tfilin. So he says it has an interesting question. I wanted to bring it down over here. Also, Lahafsik Bediba Ben Tfilin Shayar Tfilin Sharush. Now, Lefikach, Lididam Bnei Sfardim. The Azlinun Basaman Damar, the Ilabar Hatfun Sharish, Bracha Bifniatsmi. Svardim on a regular day, they only make a bracha of Lahaniach, and that's it. If they're mafsik, then they make a bracha of Al Mitzvah on the Sharish. Imta Ubalabar Hatfun Sharish. By accident, he started making a bracha on the Sharish. He was not mafsik. He made Lahaniach on his Shayar, and then He doesn't speak out. He starts saying Baruch Ata Hashem on the Shorish. But for a Sfaradin, it's the wrong thing to do. He's saying a bracha unnecessarily. This is the bracha in the tree. The kiva sheheskel baruch. What do you do when you say Baruch Ata Hashem for no reason? Person by mistake says Baruch Ata Hashem. What's the eitzim? L'anenich l'kecha. So what should he do? Say l'anenich l'kecha. Baruch Ata Hashem. Really, he's done, right? Baruch Ata Hashem. So say l'anenich l'kecha. For 1 second, say l'anenich l'kecha. Then he was mafsik between the tefil sheyat tefil shorosh, and then he would have to make a bracha on the shorosh. So what should he do now? He's stuck. Cash 22 is up to Ben Ishkan. Which means what? Essentially, he wasn't really mafsik yet, but he put himself into a predicament where he has to be mafsik. And once he's mafsik, he would have to make a bracha of al mitzvah. He says, if that's the case, he should just use this baruch at Hashem to make al mitzvah. So this is the only scenario. Somebody asks you, when does Sfardim make a bracha of al mitzvah tefillin without being mafsik? Right here. He wasn't mafsik. He made laniach, and then he makes a bracha about, he said, Baruch atah Hashem l'kein ha-melech ha-yom, al mitzvah tefillin. There's no hefsik, but he basically was in a position where he would have had to be mafsik. So that's the only case where Sfaradim make two brachas without being mafsik. That's a trivia question for, if you meet someone Sfaradi and ask him this question, to see if he knows the Ben Ish Chai. Okay, I always say, go ahead.